Krispy Kreme donuts tonight. Okay? It is... thank you. 谢谢你. How, 谢谢你. China is difficult. Let's face it. China is not supposed to be easy. Thiền mà nó dễ, thì không phải là thiền. Traditionally in China, you walk into a Chinese hall, they don't tell you anything, and you you sit down, you meditate, that's it. And most people, that's how most people learn. Bên thiền, trong cái thiền truyền thống, I see another princess is here. Trong cái thiền thống thiền tông đó là rất là gắt gao. The Chinese tradition teaching training method has always been very rigorous, very demanding, and just because we brought it from China to the U.S., we're not going to change it that much. Mặc dù nó đem từ Trung Hoa tới xứ Mỹ này, nhưng đều không có đổi nhiều. Why is that? Why don't we change? Tại sao không đổi nhiều? Because it really works. Tại nó hiệu, rất là hiệu nghiệm. It is one of the most powerful meditation training techniques there is. Một trong những cái kỹ thuật thiền mà hữu hiệu nhất. Okay? And we get people get tremendous results. I figure personally, cá nhân thầy. I figure that so many teachers before me are so easy with you. Rất nhiều người thầy thiền sư rất là dễ dàng với quý vị. I figure it's time that I become more demanding for so that we could pick up the cream of the cream. Anh thấy quyết định này dài nó khó hơn một tí để chọn cái người những người giỏi, chọn nhân tài. Okay. So what is chan here? Anh có thiền là cái gì? Chan is the pivot of it's the cornerstone of Mahayana. Cái thiền là cái rường cột của đại thừa. Mahayana teaching transmission to lower to the next generation, future generation, is based on Chan. Cái dòng chánh pháp đại thừa đó mà truyền cho đời sau đó là ý lại vào cái thiền để mà truyền. Why? Because it is the most, the quickest, the fastest, the most powerful way to train people. Đó là một phương pháp mà huấn luyện mà hữu hiệu nhất, mà lẹ nhất, mà mạnh nhất cho cái đời sau. So how does that work? Nghĩa là sao? You don't have to be Buddhist. China doesn't try to turn you into Buddhist. Tu thiền không cần phải theo Phật giáo. The doctrine of Chan, cái thiền là gì? Is to have those booklets. Is Yinka getting me those booklets or not? Can you go to this room and get me a bunch of those booklets, please? Excuse me. So Chan the Chan we're teaching is keen on helping you improve. Thiền chúng ta dạy, chúng ta tu đó để khiến quý vị tiến bộ. What is improvement? Improvement to us, to me personally, is that you become a better person. Đối với thầy tiến bộ là gì? The basis of improvement is to become a better person. Cái căn bản của con cái sự tiến bộ là mình trở thành con người tốt hơn. Okay. You become better, a better person. In what sense? Nghĩa là sao? You improve, well, in the sense that partly improvement should be concrete results. Cái sự tiến bộ nó có những cái nó phải thực, nó có phải thực tế. So example, you practice chan, ví dụ cái việc mà tu thiền, then you definitely will significantly reduce your stress level. Ví dụ khi mà quý vị thiền thì quý vị tự động sẽ giảm bớt cái tinh thần căng thẳng của quý vị. Okay? We have a 100-year-old woman here, maybe a 100 or 1-year-old woman. And it says, last night, so she has a few words she like to say. She's going to praise the heck out of me. She had been here the last 3 weeks, every single day. And now she would like to say a few words. Thank you. Okay, thank you. Just enough. We just want to whet the appetite. We don't want to give it away. Yes. Sao? She says that she has plenty of food to eat. And all she has been doing day and night is to meditate. And she's very grateful for the opportunity. This is her first chan chi. Okay? For a 100-year-old woman, cái bà này 100 tuổi. And she dare join the chan chi for the first time in her life, lần đầu tiên tham nhập thiền thất. And she's been here every single day, from 3 in the morning till midnight. Bà này bắt đầu mỗi ngày, bà cụ này, 100 tuổi này, là từ 3 giờ sáng tới 12 giờ đêm. And it's the first time I ever saw anyone able to do that. Lần đầu tiên thì gặp một người như vậy. And she says because of that, she feels so much better now. Okay. She's used to have a cane. Lúc trước phải đi cái gậy. Now she can walk like a horse, lifting her legs like this. Before she can walk and drag her right legs. And drag her right legs like that, okay? And drag it. Now she can walk like a horse, okay? A thoroughbred, and she can even kick to her shoulders, And that right foot was a bad one. The doctor says it cannot be cured, okay? It's too late. You're too old, okay? Bác sĩ nói là cái chân này chữa không được, già quá rồi. It's too late now. Bây giờ bà ngồi thiền, as she sat and meditated for 3 weeks. Ngồi thiền 3 tuần. And now she can đứng dậy biểu diễn đi được, bây giờ. Can you demonstrate, please? Yeah? Oh, man. Look at her foot. Look at that. Yeah. You see, now she can walk around and video. What is video? Look at her. Look at that 100-year-old woman, no cane. Okay. And now, this her right foot, it used to be the bad one. She was dragging it around. Now look at her, the way she walks. Okay, now look at her. Now she demonstrate a kung fu move. Yes, can you see that? She kicked all the way to her head. Okay. Amazing. Before the leg couldn't quite walk with it. So she's very happy. Look at that. Yeah. Look at this face. Okay. Very good. Excellent. Very nice. Continuing with the entertainment. Tiếp tục với lại. This one said an hour. She just got here. That's not true. When? Today? Oh yeah, the baby one. Of course, Sabina. She says an hour. It's no big deal. All the girls in our temple, all the small girls in our temple, by the way, even that tall one, maybe not, they can sit for an hour. Tất cả mấy nhỏ này là từ ngồi một tiếng đồng hồ. In full lotus. She does 35? Jocelyn? Really? No. You're too old for Chan. Yeah, Allison can sit for an hour easily. Yeah. Okay. So you reduce stress. Okay. So when you practice chant, improvement is that mentally you're less stressed out. Okay. Thì cái thiền giúp quý vị bớt cái tinh cần căng thẳng. Will improve your stamina, increase your stamina, quý vị sung sức hơn. Will increase the flexibility of your body, just like that 101-year-old woman. Ngồi thiền tự động khí nó thông thành người nó lỏng lại. Okay, and among other benefits, is the benefits of so many, nhiều cái lợi quá. So we, you know, that's so physically and mentally you improve. So physically you improve, thành cái cơ thể mình nó khỏe hơn. You become healthier, and mentally you improve. Và cái tinh thần quý vị nó cũng tiến bộ nó. How is that? What kind of improvement? The purpose of chan. I don't know about the other chan teachers. So my chan, the chan we teach. Thầy không biết mấy thầy thiền sư khác dạy thiền quý vị ra sao? Như cái thiền của chùa chúng ta đó. Our temple, our way of chan is to for the purpose of making us less greedy, less angry, and less stupid. Cái thiền này sẽ giúp quý vị bớt tham lam, bớt giận nóng giận và bớt ngu si. Okay? And then some people say, oh, I don't care about this. All I want is make more money. What is another word for less greedy, less angry, less stupid? Chữ khác, mình nói là bớt tham lam, bớt giận, bớt ngu si là cái gì? What's another word? Liberation, giải thoát. Yes. What else? You liberate from all those your miserable self. Mình được giải thoát với cái cá nhân mà khổ sở của mình. What else? It's called wisdom. Trí huệ. Okay. You know the right things and do the right things. Quý vị biết cái chuyện đúng và làm chuyện đúng. That's what chan is about. Ultimately, chan is to know the right things so that you can do the right things. Thì là cuối cùng á, rốt ráo á, là quý vị muốn biết cái chuyện phải, chuyện trái để làm cái chuyện phải. And so it is, chan is considered a self-help. Thưa quý vị, cái thiền tông mới gọi là tự lực. We develop the samadhi power, the concentration power, quý vị phát triển cái định lực, phát triển cái sức mạnh. The samadhi is the concentration power of your mind. Cái định lực là cái sức mạnh của cái sự chú tâm của quý vị. Okay. So this is a training technique that will make your mind stronger and stronger. Cái phương pháp huấn luyện này giúp quý vị cái tâm quý vị càng ngày nó càng mạnh lên. Okay, stronger and faster, và nó lẹ hơn. That's why the martial artists, bởi vì những cái vị mà võ sư đó, I think Miguel is a martial artist. Cái ông ngồi kia là ông luyện võ. Okay. The martial artists, when they practice chan, they're a lot faster. Their reaction is a lot faster. Những cái người võ sư tôi luyện thiền, tại vì cái thiền giúp cho họ cái phản ứng lè hơn. Many martial artists tell me that practice chan so that they can see faster and react faster. Okay. Những người võ sư nói với thầy, họ nói những cái cao thủ họ đều luyện thiền tại vì họ thấy lè hơn và phản ứng lè hơn. Okay. So the power manifests not in terms of strength, but it's also in terms of speed. And cái sức khỏe, sức mạnh này không phải riêng về cái sức khỏe, cái sức mình có thể mạnh hơn, mà nó còn về cái trí của mình nó mạnh hơn nữa. Okay? Any questions about that? Okay, so that's self-help. Cái đó là cái phần tự lực. Okay? But our chan is not only restricted to that. Để cái thiền chúng ta không phải như riêng đại thừa chúng ta, nó rộng hơn. It's a lot wider than that. It's only limited to developing your own strength. Cái thiền chúng ta không phải là riêng, chỉ riêng về phát triển cái năng lực của chúng mình thôi. That's the foundation though. If you want to do anything at all, you need to have the strength to be able to do it. Okay? Tại vì dù sao đi nữa, cái đó là vẫn là cái căn bản của quý vị. Muốn làm cái gì phải có sức làm. Right? Back there in the prehistoric times, ngày xưa trong cái thời sơ khởi của cái loài người. You know, in order for you to get a woman, you have to knock her on the head and drag her back to your cave. I'm kidding. It's not funny. Okay. So you need to have the strength. That's your inner strength, your personal strength. That's the first thing you need to develop. And phải cần phát triển cái sức mạnh của mình, your health, the strength, give you health. Cái sức mạnh nó đem lại cái sức khỏe cho quý vị. Okay. But the chan I learned from my master is not limited to only self power. Cái thiền mà thầy học với ngài Tiên Hóa không phải là chỉ về cái tự lực không. There is the other's power. Còn có biết cái tha lực nữa. Okay. He said, ngài Tiên Hóa ngài nói, if you practice chan, quý vị thiền. And you don't recite mantras, you're missing out. Ngài nói là nếu quý vị thiền, mà quý vị không có chịu tụng chú, là quý vị bỏ uống cơ hội. Bỏ uống cơ hội. He says you're missing out. You're missing the opportunity. Okay? Mantras are author's help. Thần chú là tha lực. And that's why in our lineage, với cái dòng chúng tôi, we are taught, chúng tôi được truyền cái thủ nhạc, the hands and eyes. This is a proprietary to our lineage. Cái này là cái dòng chúng ta mới có thôi. Okay? Right. Yes? What? He has a question here. Yes. He says, I will give it to you. Well, I'll pass it out to some of you for you to take a look at. So this hands and eyes dharma, cái pháp thủ nhãn này đó, it has 42 ways, 42 types of mantras to solve your problems. Cái thủ nhãn là có 42 cái bàn tay để mà giải quyết những vấn đề quý vị có. So I'm going to pass it around for you. Please don't keep it. Okay? For you to see what this dharma is about. Okay? So I need a volunteer. Okay, pass it around for you see. Okay, and this is only okay. You're not supposed to keep it. Okay, it's only for you to take a look. Okay, để cho quý vị thấy chưa biết. Okay, the functions, the use of these things, dùng cho quý vị thấy, biểu diễn quý vị thấy cái dùng của cái thần của cái mật tông, pháp mật tông. That's it. There's no more. Well, if there's no more, don't give them out anymore. Yeah. Okay? Justin doesn't care. She's only thinking about Krispy Kreme right now. Okay? So comes this Sunday. So this particular tantric dharma here is again is in-house training only. Cái này là cái pháp trong cái dòng chúng ta thôi. Mà cụ không có hả? Có hả? Yeah. Okay. Đọc được không? Có đọc chữ được không? Được hả? Well, I thought she's illiterate, but she says now she can read. This woman never ceases to surprise me. Cho quý vị thấy. So this is in our lineage. We selectively teach this tantric dharma to our students. Young Yung that. This is from him, from the lineage of Master Shen Huang. Okay. Okay, I give you half an hour. You can read it, and then you can draw over it. Yeah. No, that's this one here is a chun ti, one yin. That is the thousand hands and eyes, one yin. That dharma is a lot more powerful than this one behind us. The one behind me is doesn't have special transmission. The one I have right there, you cannot transmit it unless we transmit. You cannot practice unless we transmit it to you. It is a secret transmission. It's not available to the average, ordinary person. Okay? So you see, I'm trying to tell you that Chan is a lot more profound than you think. You know, the Chan we brought, my master brought from China, is a lot more involved than you think. Okay? So, for example, Chan that you Korean people found on the internet, you know, all available documents, okay, we have all those. And then on top of it, we have all these things as well. That's our Chan style, Chan school type, okay? Thiền tông chúng ta vậy đó. Okay, what for? What are these out for? These are weapons that when you recite these mantras, you develop these weapons. Khi quý vị tụng những cái thần chú này, quý vị đang luyện mấy cái vũ khí này. Okay, so that's why this is in our lineage. We use these to train our warriors. And đây là những cái vũ khí cho những cái vị chiến sĩ trong dòng. Because when we send people out to war, you don't simply send out the strongest people. We send out the strongest people with weapons. Ah, make sense? Yeah? Okay. The document itself doesn't have enough information for you to practice. Cuốn sách này không đủ để quý vị chi tiết để quý vị tu luyện. That's why most internet from a document is not enough for you to practice. You can find some of it on the internet. Most of what you find on the internet is incomplete and inaccurate. Cái mạng á nó trật và nó không có đầy đủ. quý vị cầm cuốn sách đâu có luyện được. That book, cuốn sách không thể nào luyện được. You cannot practice the secret dharma based on looking at this book. But it's an aid only. Yeah, so that we give out to the our students. Okay? Yes. Is there a Chinese version? Only for Chinese people. They're too old. They're too old to learn. They can't recognize the Chinese characters anyway. The problem with that is that those Chinese characters won't make sense to them. Yeah, they you can't read it. I mean, those are specialized Chinese characters, and they can't read it anyway. Why would they want the Chinese characters? They won't make sense to you. It's better you use this version here. Okay? And you practice this, okay? Not only is it not to go make war and go beat up on people, but it will help you become enlightened. Đối với pháp này không phải đi đánh lộn người ta mà để giúp quý vị đắc giác. So you plant the seeds for your future enlightenment. Đây là tu pháp này trồng cái chủng tử để quý vị trong tương lai sẽ được giác ngộ. Are you impressed, Jocelyn? So all of a sudden, Jocelyn, now, look at all this. Look at her. She's so, wow, look at all these beautiful pictures. Okay? Any questions? So, that's an illustration, example for you to see the purpose of Chan is to ultimately, the highest goal of Chan, okay, is to help you reach your highest potential. And mục tiêu của Thiền Tông là giúp quý vị phát huy cái năng lực lớn lao nhất của quý vị. And your highest potential is reached when you become enlightened. Khi mà quý vị mà giác ngộ thì cái năng lực quý vị là phát huy là tới trình độ tột điểm. And not we bragging. We is not about bragging. Không phải là khoe khoang quý vị. It's only to share with you the fact that if you know about you take the time to practice meditation, to practice some kind of practice. Why would you settle for anything less than that? Nếu quý vị bỏ thì giờ mà tu thì phải tại sao mà phải why would you set your sight on lower goals than that? Nếu quý vị bỏ thì giờ tu thì tại sao mà phải mục tiêu mục đích quý vị nó thấp hơn là cái gì? Any questions? Ai thắc mắc gì không? You see the document? No one has any question. Đọc cuốn sách như vậy, yeah. One document has để cuốn sách ra riêng ra, we fix it. Cuốn sách nó trật. Okay, there's a, so that means another booklet is also wrong. Okay, we fix it for you. Để riêng giùm các bác. Please put it aside separately so that we can fix it. Okay, anyone else? So come Sunday, for the first time in our temple history, we'll be transmitting this thing to our pupils. And chủ nhật này, những người được a select number of pupils will be receive transmission. Một nhóm người sẽ được nhận, được thọ truyền cái pháp này. Okay. I highly recommend that you on that list, you come to attend. Những người mà có trên cái được được trong cái được 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 truyền đó nên tới tham dự, because it's a tremendous blessing. Cái đó cái phước báo nó không thể tưởng tượng được. You can't pay for this. You don't have enough money for pay for this. Quý vị không đủ tiền mà trả cái này đâu. Because once you have this, you're able to receive it in a future lifetime. You're also able to have the chance to receive it as well. Mà nhận khi nhận rồi trong tương lai, trong kiếp sau, quý vị có những cơ hội để mà nhận, để mà tu tiếp. He says, my master, according to my very sincere, he says, my master, Venerable Shenhua, says this particular Hansenized Dharma has been discontinued in the human realm for the last 300 years. He brought it back to the human realm. Thất truyền 300 năm rồi. Bây giờ Ngài đem về xuống rồi. Tại vì để huấn luyện cho mấy người chiến sĩ Đại Thừa đó. This is to train the Mahayana warriors. That's why we bring it back. Before is no need for it. Lúc trước không cần. Yeah. Now the manpower is here, the talent is here. Nhân tài nó có ở đây. That's why phải đem. Then the manpower is in the U.S. That's why we need to train them. And then we pháp vào. It's only transmitted in the U.S. by the way, not in India, not in China, not in Hong Kong, nowhere. Only in the U.S. He brought only to the U.S. He only transmitted to his U.S. disciples. So people had to fly in from Malaysia, from all over the world to receive transmission. Wouldn't do it outside. Okay. Anyway, any other questions? Ai thắc mắc gì khác nữa không? Oh yeah, of course. It's only a secret transmission, so don't show it to other people. Don't let other people copy it. Don't record the transmission. Audio, video is not. Don't do that, because when you do that, you commit offenses against it, and you're done.
You're done.
You're done. Not only with this dharma, but if you steal it from me, you're done with my dharma. You won't be able to learn my dharma anymore. Because I'm responsible for taking measures to make sure that it's not stolen, it's not abused. That's my responsibility. Okay. Đừng có nói ai biết hết. Tại mấy người nó nói là tạo cái tội mà sau này là khó tu, khỏi nói chuyện tu. Vậy cái trách nhiệm thầy là phải dạy cái vị, chứ không phải để mà truyền bá một cách hời hợt vậy được. Okay? Any other questions? Is not among the Tripitaka anymore. It's taken out because it wants to be remained secret. Only a secret transmission, so people can't find it anymore. So what happens? A lot of teachers would translate it and pick it from various sources, assemble it, and say, "See, I have this dharma. I give it to you for free." And what the people don't realize that these teachers have no business doing that. They don't know how to practice it in the first place. It's a secret practice. No one knows unless we teach you. And that's why you show your gratitude of this tremendous favor conferred upon you by preserving it that way. Okay? Any other question? You see, a 100-year-old woman is also interested. And she says, you want to teach? I will learn. Okay? All right. So it is a tremendous opportunity for those of the people who been practicing at the temple. Nên cơ hội rất là quý báu cho mọi người đã tới thiền chùa nữa tu. Okay. And so that's one aspect of the chant we also teach. So for example, on Saturday night from now on, in tối thứ bảy, we will have a tantric session from 8 to 9. Tối thứ bảy là có một cái khóa tu mật tông từ 8 giờ đến 9 giờ. We started about over a year ago. And now we open to everyone. Now, now after this transmission, we start practicing the first half open to public, second half only hands and eyes to our students. Thật ra, tối thứ bảy từ rồi về sau là nửa giờ đầu là cho mọi người. Okay. Nửa giờ sau là cho thủ nhãn cho dòng chúng mình thôi. Okay. So there'll be organized practice like this in the temple, which hasn't been done before. Okay, why is that? I want to help you practice so that you accomplish the Dharma quicker, so that you become enlightened quicker, and then you come back and build me a bigger temple quicker. Okay, when after you become enlightened, remember your dear old master. Okay. Any questions? Yes? So again, you know, yes.
So can people from internet attend the
No. Sorry. You have to move to Rosemary. Or open a temple up there. You're only at each temple. Where we help train our local warriors. Okay? It's not supposed to be convenient. It's a very select group. That's why we're training these people now. In the future, I send these, you know, 100-year-old monks and 100-year-old women, you know, go and to these various temples and then do it. So you guys have to take action yourself. Okay? If you want to bring the Dharma to your area, you have to take actions. Okay? My job is train warriors, train students. I send them out when requested. Is that clear? Okay? It has to be both sides. I'm not going to do everything for you. Cái chủ trương thầy dạy huấn luyện đệ tử đây, xong khi mà họ mà thành tài rồi thầy gửi ra mấy cái đạo tràng, lập đạo tràng khác. Yeah, and then they train their own too. I go there and train them as well. Okay. Yes. Tối thứ bảy hả? Tối thứ bảy nào cũng được hết á. Tối thứ bảy nào bảy nó cũng có hết. Every single Saturday. It's a very special session. If you have time, I would highly encourage you to do it because it's not available anywhere else. Rất là quý. 8 to 9. Because you'll be practicing among warriors. Right? No. I need to take a break. I'm getting old. Yes?
First half is
public. Second half is only private. The first half is also very good for everyone as well. That's why we, you know, the first half is to help the community. That's why we do it. And then the second half is for our warrior training only. It's not available. Okay? To outsiders. And that's why I'm doing it on purpose, because I need to train my students. Okay? And in the future, when they're ready, you have to cooperate with us to bring the Dharma to your local areas. We come. My job is to train people. That's it. You want the Dharma there, you have to bring us there. Instead of away places, we go there. and bring the Dharma to you, and then train you. You know, maybe in Lisbon. Okay. In the park, I don't know. easy going. Anything else? Now, again, you see, this Dharma being transmitted to you for the express purpose to help you create blessings to become enlightened. Cái pháp này được truyền ra để giúp quý vị tạo cái phước để mà đắc giác ngộ. Okay. There are 42 ways for you to become enlightened. Có 42 phương pháp khác nhau để quý vị đắc giác ngộ. In that one Dharma right there, each one of them will help you become enlightened if you specialize in it. Mỗi cái bàn tay đó là có thể giúp quý vị đắc giác ngộ. Có 42 cách khác nhau luôn. Dễ sợ. You see how generous we are? Remember, you owe me. Okay? Yeah. Okay, so far so good? Anthony is totally unimpressed. All right. So that's consistent with the goal of Chan is to help you attain liberation. Okay? And your suffering and attain bliss. Vậy nó cái liên quan, cái pháp nó liên quan tới cái tinh thần của thiền tông giúp quý vị đắc giác ngộ, liễu khổ, đắc lạc. Okay. And then there's a question that was raised earlier in the week. Có cái câu hỏi cuối cùng, and we're going to close it very quickly so that because the food is waiting for us. Có người hỏi, what if I cannot attain liberation this lifetime? Có người nói là nếu kiếp này mà không có đắc giải thoát cơ kịp thì sao? Okay. Chances are that you won't. Thì theo thầy nghĩ là đại đa số quý vị sẽ không đắc giác ngộ kiếp này kịp đâu. It's too hard. Very hard to become enlightened. It's not an easy thing to do. Rất là khó đắc giác ngộ. That's why a third aspect of chan training as well. And bởi vậy, cái thiền chúng ta nói dài về cái tình độ. It's the Pure Land where we teach you how to recite the Buddha's name. Dạy quý vị niệm Phật. Okay? Because I feel that it should be part of the chan training nowadays. Nó phải là cái thành trong cái phương pháp dạy thiền ngày hôm nay. Because if the purpose of the Pure Land Dharma, where you recite the Buddha's name, is that you cannot attain liberation this lifetime. The next lifetime, you will, if you can make it to the Pure Land. And cái tình độ là cái phương pháp mà gọi là giúp quý vị đắc giác ngộ kiếp sau. Nếu như quý vị tới được tình độ, thì kiếp sau sẽ đắc giác ngộ. According to what I learned from my master, you go to the Pure Land on the next lifetime, then you become a Buddha in one lifetime. And theo cái tinh thần cái truyền thống của Tịnh Độ Tông đó, thì quý vị qua Tây Phương Cực Lạc được, thì quý vị sẽ đắc giác ngộ trong một kiếp. Okay. So that's why personally I look at the Pure Land reciting Buddha's name as an insurance. Đối với thầy coi pháp môn Tịnh Độ là một cái giống như bảo hiểm vậy đó. Just in case you practice Chan and you don't make it, then at least practice Chan, reciting Buddha's name, so that if you don't make it, you have the chance to go to the Pure Land. Okay? Nên cái thiền, nó phải có luôn cái tình độ. That's why our Chan also includes Pure Land. Thì nó phải có tình độ trong đó để trường hợp quý vị không đi, không giác ngộ kịp, thì có cái cơ hội mà qua Tây Phương Cực Lạc, mà để tu bên kia. And it's far better over there than here. Cái Tây Phương Cực Lạc nó quý hơn ở đây nhiều, nó sướng hơn ở đây nhiều. Much easier to cultivate, tu hành dễ dàng hơn. You sit in full lotus and the legs don't hurt at all. Oh. Quý vị ngồi kia kìa, chân không bao giờ nó đau hết. Yeah. You can sit all day you want, it doesn't hurt. Ngồi cả ngày chân nó không đau. All right? So that's why. So I strongly urge you to practice chant reciting Buddhist name as well. Nên rồi thầy cũng khuyên quý vị nên luyện thiền mà niệm tu thiền mà niệm Phật luôn. So that you plant the seeds for rebirth. Để quý vị trồng cái chủng tử mà đắc vãng sanh. And those you who are Buddhist and who believe in those things, then should investigate further the Pure Land Dharma Door. Và những cái người mà bên Phật tử mà muốn tin về cái chuyện đó thì nên có thể nghiên cứu thêm một tí. We have a booklet. I prepare a book on Pure Land Handbook. Thì chùa chúng ta có một sách gọi là Cẩm Nang Tịnh Độ. Read it, and we will give you more details on this another part of the chan practice, which is extremely beneficial for you. Một cái phương pháp luyện thiền khác mà rất là tốt cho quý vị. Okay. By the way, nói cho quý vị biết, the highest level chan practitioners, những cái vị mà thiền sư mà trình độ cao đó, you know what they do? They recite the Buddha's name. Họ niệm Phật. Niệm Phật. Họ niệm Phật. They don't do four, two hands and eyes. Họ không có tụng thủ nhãn. They recite the Buddha's name. Mình vì đại thiền sư đó. The great Chan masters, they don't do the four, two hands and eyes. They recite the Buddha's name. The most advanced Chan practitioners, they recite the Buddha's name. Những cái vị đại thiền sư đó, đều là niệm Phật hết. Only the small time Chan master says, I'm a Chan master, I don't recite the Buddha's name. This is a secret in our school. Những cái vị mà tiểu thiền sư mới nói tôi là dạy thiền, tôi là tu thiền, tôi không có niệm Phật. Mấy vị đại thiền sư mới nói tôi là niệm Phật. Okay? Any questions? Ai thắc mắc gì không? Yes. When these great Chan masters, they are never apart. The more advanced Chan masters, they're never apart from the Buddha's name. 24 hours a day. Những cái vị đại thiền sư đó, trình độ mà cao nhất á, okay, là cái tâm họ không bao giờ rời cái hồng danh của Phật á, không bao giờ. Whether they're sleeping or awake, they're never apart from that. Talking to you, eating, never apart of it. Có họ đang ngủ, hoặc là đang thức, hoặc là họ đang ăn, okay? Hoặc đang nói chuyện, không bao giờ rời cái hồng danh của Phật. Think about it. That's the highest. One of the higher levels of chan, đó là một cái of attainment of chan, đó là một cái những cái trình độ mà thành tựu của thiền tông rất là cao, là cái tâm họ không bao giờ rời cái hồng danh Phật, không bao giờ. Okay. So do not think that, you know, when we teach you to recite the Buddha's name is like a mix. It's not. It's chan as well. Thành đừng có nghĩ khi mà chúng tôi dạy cái vị niệm Phật á, là gọi là dạy tầm bậy, không có đâu. Cái đó là một cái pháp môn thiền rất là cao. It's one of the highest forms of chan practice. Very, very advanced. Nó cao dễ sợ lắm. Okay? Yes? No. Don't recite it loudly. That's all. Don't go, Amitabha, 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 like my Mayan princess here. She does it everywhere. You can hear it in the bathroom while changing her clothes. Amida Pho, by the way, is the Chinese name for the Buddha's name. So when you recite the Buddha's name, you recite it silently in those places, in a bar or, you know, beer bar at Norton Simon Museum. How was it, by the way? Is it good? Good beer? No?
The beer was really good.
The beer's really good. She's taking advantage of the last glasses of beer she can take right now before Sunday. Okay, anyone else? I talk about Kako. Okay, you don't need to keep the booklet. I'm showing it to you just to whet your appetite. Those of you supposed to, who've been invited for the transmission will receive a copy yourself come Sunday. So please return those books so that we can give them to the proper people. And xin nhật này những người mới được mời tới tham dự cái khóa truyền đó đó. What time do we begin, by the way? I think, Chun, you're leaving what time? 7? 8? 9? 11?
7, maybe?
Yeah, you're flying back what time? You're flying. You leave the temple around 7? At 9? Yeah, okay. Probably should leave around 6:30 just in case. So there's some people come from out of town and they need to leave and they'll catch a flight. So tomorrow after the lecture, là ngày mai có những người phải bay mới bay ra đi lên mới dự and bay về. And ngày mai we try. Thank you very much. Ngày mai. We approach to start transmission around 2:45. Can we tell people or two? Yeah.
Sunday.
Not tomorrow. I'm sorry. My mind is at the party now. Yes, Jinyuk. Jinyuk. Yeah, Sunday. Sunday we'll. Okay. All right. Any other questions? I think maybe Kako. So we begin around 2:45 tea-ish. So come early, you will help a little bit, clear out the area and whatever. Okay. So be here around 2:45. Yeah. Okay. Any questions? All right. If there's no question, then thank you for coming. Now after this, we have a small snacks being served for everyone. And sau này có mời quý vị đi dự một cái ăn và ăn la la chơi, nhâm nhi chơi. Okay? Very good. Thank you.